Hey, how's it going? Welcome back to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you. I am here for you three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, to cheer you up, to give you the keys to the door, to hopefully open your heart to happiness. And isn't that what we all want? Just to be happy? Just to be happy. It's easy. It's up to you. It's what we want to be, what we think about. You know, I've been writing a book. My book should be out in the summertime called The Positive Perspective. And the book is going to be a collection of some of the stories that I get from you and some of my insights and a lot of stuff, other stuff. But if you've got something you want to share or you want a different perspective on or you want to hear me talk about it on the show, you go to bepositivepodcast.com/your story and tell me all about it. I'll discuss it on an upcoming podcast. And you know what? I'll give you a shout out in the air, just like Colton. Well, that's a cool name, man. Colton from Southern Idaho. Colton, thanks for taking the time to let me know you're listening to this show. I hope you're enjoying it. Today's show comes from an anonymous, that's a hard word to say, anonymous listener, and it's titled, How to Remain Calm in a Toxic Environment. Like a money-filled toxic environment. Well, I don't know what this person is talking about, so let me read this story and let you know what I think. It starts off, I am not trying to bash parents or private institutions. This is my way of expressing what I have been through while working at a private elite school. Ooh, or actually just a private school. It's far from an elite type. When I applied for this job, I didn't really want it. I mean, there were other options that I was far more interested in, but life works that way, and sometimes you have to teach where they tell you to. In the first few weeks, I saw the school was driven by money of friends of friends. A lot of parents know the owners and the principal, and they are all in this casual relationship that somehow makes a teacher feel more nervous whenever something happens. This casual relationship includes exotic vacations, fancy dinners, and friendships, kind of. Unless somebody does something to someone, then all the friendly aspects go away. Okay, sounds pretty superficial to me so far. I've been told my car is too cheap. I've also been asked if I'm not ashamed that I do not have the newest iPhone. When kids ask me, are you going for a vacation? You reply, I'm going to the lake house for a few days. The next question is it your lake house or is it a spa? The kids get upset if they have to go to Bali again. Oh, they're spoiled kids, I guess, huh? They're rich, so, you know, there's rich people. I have been asked on multiple occasions why I carry the same handbag or why I'm wearing this blazer for the second day in a row. All right, this is the way the kids are brought up. They have the newest and most extravagant things. Do these parents think that the newest Balenciaga sneakers will make a huge difference in their child's upbringing? Sadly, their parents do not have time for them. So as a teacher, is a person that they tell everything to. Usually, parents don't even know what is happening in their child's life. I know they are filling their absence with gifts. Okay. My question is how to remain calm and collected in such a money-filled and toxic work environment. Well, took a long time to get to that question, but how do you remain calm in a money-filled toxic environment? There's rich people out there and there's people who aren't rich. And maybe they're flaunting it or maybe you're jealous of it. It's probably the way you're feeling about it. So if you're okay with yourself, there's no reason for you to feel upset about people having money and acting a certain way. And if you don't want to be around that, then you have to change your situation. That's the only thing that you can do. The children that you're teaching, obviously it sounds like you're a teacher. You're teaching children and they're obnoxious. So the only thing you can do is be a role model. You're not their parent. But if you could try to teach them by example and hopefully you'll get through to them, you probably won't, but just make the effort. There's different classes of people. There's people that are filthy rich that act like they're rich and people that are rich and you'd never know it, you know? And so that's just the way life works. And how do you remain calm in a money-filled and toxic environment? You don't have to worry about their money. You're worrying too much about other people and what other people think. Now, I'm not one to worry about what people think. I'm not one to care what people think my thoughts are or my whatever my beliefs. They're mine, and I can have whatever I want. So why not be happy in your own mind and in your life and create the happiness and don't let other outside sources mess with your thoughts or your dreams or your visions of what happiness is, first of all. So if you're trying to remain calm in a toxic environment, it's all in how you perceive it. And if you are upset at the fact that somebody is telling you that, asking you why you're wearing your jacket for 2 days or your blouse for two, not your blouse, but why don't you have the newest iPhone? You don't need it. And unless you feel insecure about it, it wouldn't bother you if you didn't care. So you obviously wonder why you don't have the newest iPhone. Maybe you can't afford it because you might have just gotten out of college and, you know, living with your parents or something, and you just can't afford it yet, and that's why you can't afford a place to live right now, and there's situations in life, and it doesn't matter. I don't give a shit what other people say. You have to say that. You have to actually say, I don't care what you say about me or what your thoughts are of me or what your vision is of me. But when I sit there and I look into the mirror, I like me. I like that guy. I like that girl. I like that person in the mirror. They're good. They're putting out good in the world and being positive and creating a positive energy and making people happy and making yourself happy. And it's just such a better way to live. And once you stop worrying, once you release that worry of what other people think of you, it's very liberating is the word, because you really don't give a crap, you know? And when you don't care what other people think, you tend to be more creative and do better things, and you're nicer and you have more success, and the positive energy comes into you instead of you being so negative towards how you're being treated and focusing on the dark side of that, instead of looking at it as, wow, I have what I love and what I want, and this other person doesn't even realize what the meaning of life is. They think it's those $300 sneakers and that $10,000 watch, and they're so fake, and everybody knows it, but they think it's real. So that's sad. I feel sorry for people like that, you know? So that's all I can really say about is how to remain calm in any environment, not just a toxic environment. It's all in how you deal with it and what your perspective is of it and how you don't care. You don't need to care what other people think. That's the bottom line. Just create your environment, create your life. And it's a short and sweet one, but that's about it for this week. I appreciate everybody. The texts are pouring in. The letters, I'm way behind. I will get to your, every single person that writes a letter, I will get to you. I will get you on the show, your story on the show. I will talk about it. I promise. I'm going through. There's a backlog, but I will catch up. Don't forget to listen to and watch the Joe Vitale interview. It's on YouTube, the full interview, and it's also all over the podcast. It was a great interview. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Joe, for being on the show last week. It was my pleasure. Also, if you've got something you want me to talk about, you know where to go, man. You pick up your phone and you text your story to 304-506-3332, and I'll get back to you, man. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.